Around the Indian Ocean, government and relief agencies are coming to grips with the scale of the disaster that struck on Sunday. More than 100,000 people are now thought to have died in a dozen countries. Indonesia was the hardest hit.
The province of Aceh on the Indonesian island of Sumatra was devastated by the earthquake and the tsunami that followed. Aid agencies and nearby countries are trying to send in relief supplies. But it seems that even when supplies make it to Banda Aceh, the provincial capital, they don't necessarily make it to people in need. Reporter Alan Cypress of The Washington Post writes about that in today's paper and joins us from Banda Aceh. Alan Cypress, you describe an airplane hangar at an Indonesian base in Banda Aceh that's full of relief supplies.
That's right. When I visited the airbase yesterday, the supplies, noodles and rice and bottled water that had come in from that the Indonesians themselves had brought in, but also coming from several other countries, were just languishing in the hangar at the airfield. We were told that there would be a plan put in place shortly to move some of the supplies out to the refugee camps elsewhere in Banda Aceh and elsewhere in the province, but nothing was moving. I have to say, I was back at the airfield a few hours ago, and there seems to be significant progress. Goods were moving out with greater urgency. It still was not an efficient operation, but I have to say things were leaving the base, and there's some reason to hope that perhaps they're beginning to coordinate this better than they had.
Now, how far away from the base are the camps of refugees who are actually in need of these supplies?
Well, in Banda Aceh, there are at least 25 refugee centers, either camps or encampments in mosques, of public buildings or schools. Some of them are as close as 5 miles from the airbase. Others are 10, 15, maybe 20 miles away. But that's just in the capital. There are, I imagine, dozens of other encampments elsewhere in the province at a much greater distance, and I'm not sure that much of anything is getting to them.
Well, why the disorganization? Is it simply the magnitude of the operation? Is it indifference to the people? How would you describe the cause of what you're seeing?
Well, there's a number of factors. One is, yes, the scope of this disaster. It created human displacement and death, perhaps on a scale we've rarely seen in a century. But in addition to that, the Indonesian government, particularly the Indonesian military, tends to respond fairly bureaucratically to the challenges that arise. And they have spent a fair bit of time holding meetings and doing assessments rather than moving ahead quickly to get the goods to the people.
You did describe an encounter yesterday between an Australian mm-hmm. officer and the Indonesians. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could relate that to us.
Right. While I was at the airbase, one of two Australian Air Force C-130s landed at the airbase, bringing in supplies, and the officer in charge came down and was met on the apron at the airbase by an Indonesian general. The Australian colonel said that not only was he willing to fly between 7 and 9 missions a day of Australian transport planes into the airbase, but he would also provide Australian terminal crew specialists that could unload both Australian and Indonesian planes very, very quickly. And in addition, he would provide mobile hospital and the staffing for it. To this offer, the general there said, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm not authorized to have this conversation with you yet. My appointment as the head of relief operations for the region doesn't take effect till later in the week, so can we do this tomorrow? And so the Australian colonel very politely, diplomatically, agreed and said yes, he would fly out of Aceh and fly back in this morning and hold the conversation.
When you went back to the base today, were there signs of the return of the Australians?
I do understand that there were two more Australian flights that came in today. I don't know whether the colonel ended up having the conversation that was anticipated with his Indonesian counterpart or not. And it also seems that there were fewer Australian flights today than we'd been expecting, which makes me think that perhaps not all the problems have been ironed out yet.
Alan Cypress, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Reporter Alan Cypress of The Washington Post is in Banda Aceh, the provincial capital of Aceh, on the Indonesian island of Sumatra.